Everything's packed. We've decided just exactly what to take, what not to take. So it's countdown time to heading off to the airport tomorrow, which will be countdown day zero. That'll mark our departure for Chicago. And we leave kind of, midday and arrive miraculously 3 hours later in America at about 3 o'clock or 3:30. But of course, according to our time, that will be nearer 9:30. Just don't know how we're going to manage. Will we go to bed? Will we stay up? Will we? Don't know. We'll wait and see. But anyway, it's all getting very exciting. We've had downloads of our most final itinerary, and it all looks really, really good. Our colleagues who are organizing things have been tip top. And well, really, it's all systems go. So let's go with the flow. Let's enjoy the whole experience. I hope we hope that you enjoy the whole experience and follow us regularly on our new website, on our tweets, of course, on our bespoke audio booze, and hopefully also on some videos that we shall upload onto our YouTube site, The Priests on Tour. So there should be a bit of fun in it for all of us, and we'll keep everybody posted. And hope it's not going to be too cold when we get to Canada, but it probably will be just a tad chilly. But we've packed the appropriate apparel for that eventuality. Then down the East Coast, we'll zigzag along there for a while, and as we head further south, hopefully we might have a little bit warmer weather when it comes nearer Thanksgiving. So we've never been away for as long, and our parishioners have all wished us the very best. We had a kind of a rugby hug this morning after Mass, at least in my little church, and I'm sure the same in Martin and David's. And it was really, really nice, and I'm just so sincere, and well, words fail me. So many thanks to all those who are with us on this little trip, and as I say, let's enjoy the experience.